Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, February 5th, 2020. A proven method to know God's will, a 10-step process. I want to know God's will in every decision I have to make. How about you? But sometimes it's hard to know God's ways or His will in any given situation. We need His wisdom, and He wants to give it to us. James 1, 5-6 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind." The Lord has taught me a method that always works in determining His will, if I diligently apply the principles listed below. And when we are confident that God will show us what to do, our anxiety level in making decisions will significantly decrease. Keep in mind that every decision doesn't require this much time, effort, and all the steps listed below. Nevertheless, each decision must be bathed in prayer and yielded to God. Here are the first 5 steps in this proven method of knowing God's will. Number 1, prepare your heart. This is the most important step. Ask God to reveal any hidden sins, impure motives, or unsubmitted emotions and desires. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes and heart. Oftentimes, the Lord doesn't reveal His will simply because we really don't want to know it. We just want Him to comply with our will. Sorry, God doesn't work that way. Therefore, reaffirm your desire to truly know His will and that you trust Him to answer. Commit to obey in advance, no matter what He shows you to do. At the same time, plead for the ability to carry out that commitment. The more you are open and yielded to God, the easier it'll be to know His leading. But remember, it may still take a lot of time and effort to discern God's will regardless of your level of intimacy and submissiveness. Number 2, think things through carefully. Examine the situation from all angles. Do you have all the information necessary to make an intelligent decision? If not, do what you can to get them. Wait until you have the facts before you move. Number 3, ask questions. For example, if I had my way, what would I like to do? Would that violate God's word in any way? What action lines up best with my God-given calling? What would bring God the most glory? Is my motivation selfish? Is what I am sensing from God, or is it from me, the world, or my conniving enemy? Number 4. Use pen and paper. Write down the pros and cons, your feelings, what you believe God wants, and any other insights. This is a very effective and much underutilized tool. Number 5, put in the effort. Seeking the Lord's will should never be a half-hearted pursuit. See Proverbs 2, 1-13 and Matthew 7, 8. You may even want to fast if the decision is critical, you are still unclear after a diligent search, or the deadline is fast approaching. So until next time, my friends, when I will cover the rest, begin to use these first 5 steps in determining God's will. This process has worked for me, not because I'm so good at it, but because God's word is true. If we apply God's principles and do life God's way, He will come through because He is faithful. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Psalm 33:4. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. Psalm 18:25. Then I will praise you with music on the harp because you are faithful to your promises, O my God. Psalm 71:22.